While talks continue in Vienna, critics are out on the internet in force, accusing American and Iranian diplomats of making deals with the enemy.
Essentially, they're saying the same thing, whether you're in Tehran or whether you're in Washington. They're all saying that the negotiation team is selling their country short. They're agreeing to everything. They're giving too many concessions. This will be a disaster. This is the worst thing that has ever happened.
Some of the critique, he says, may come from supporters of Iran's rivals that fear the country will grow stronger. But analysts say some hardliners are also subscribing to an out-of-date view of international relations, says Jan St-Pierre, who heads Berlin-based security firm Mossecon, in a Skype interview.
Their point is based on their impression of Iran and the U.S. out of the 1980s and the 1990s, of both sides being ideologically opposed, and then this mindset is not constructive and it's not adapted to the context of 2015.
He says international relations now require so-called enemies to work together.
For example, the United States and Iran are on the same side fighting the Islamic State in Iraq, while they remain on opposing sides in Syria and Yemen.
Parsi says the issue of international inspections of Iran's nuclear sites will be a carefully laid out process rather than the unfettered access some politicians want. The other sticking point is the timeline for sanctions relief, which Iran wants to happen immediately.
The sanctions have had a devastating impact on the average life of average Iranians, in combination, though, with the incompetence and the mismanagement of the Iranian government.
Since the United Nations ordered Iran to suspend nuclear activities in 2006, international sanctions have frozen assets and limited trade. Parsi says the real work to convince critics the deal will make everyone safer will not begin until one is made.
It's easy to get lost in the weeds. I mean, these negotiations have been going on for some time. Most of the questions and issues we're dealing with is, you know, technical issues from within the negotiations.
He says most international relations change dramatically after a nation is defeated militarily, but these talks may be an opportunity to prevent conflict from turning into war. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.